everyone. My name is Rebecca. Welcome to Studio Classroom, the place where exciting things happen. Now imagine you had an article of clothing. You spilled some paint on your clothing, but guess what? The paint didn't leave a stain. Does that type of clothing sound impossible? Well, today we have a lesson titled, The Clothing of the Future is Here. We are going to be discussing futuristic clothing. Well, futuristic clothing that we thought was futuristic, meaning that it's actually here today. So the first thing that we're going to be discussing is, why nanotechnology? Why nanotechnology? We're going to find out. And of course, what is nanotechnology all about? Friends, this sounds like a very exciting lesson, so let's get started. Let's go.
The clothing of the future is here. Nanotechnology is changing clothing as we know it. Imagine odorless socks and clothes that respond to the climate. Or what about clothing that washes itself? Sound impossible? Well, futuristic clothing like this is here. Why nanotechnology? Nanotechnology has been used in clothing since 1998. And recently, more and more companies have started incorporating nano-enhanced properties into their clothing. Why? The increasing demand for more sophisticated clothing is the driving factor behind using nanotechnology in fabrics.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 enhance 这个动词。en 这个字首是指使如何如何，所以 enhance 是指加强或增强。例如 ，the charity campaign enhanced the reputation of the enterprise。这个公益活动让这家企业的形象加分。或者是 after the coach changed his strategy, the team's performance was greatly enhanced。这位教练改变策略之后，整个队伍的表现进步许多。继续我们看的是 sophisticated 这个形容词 ，sophisticated 是指高雅时髦的。例如 ，the bride's wearing a beautiful and sophisticated wedding gown， 新娘穿着一件又美丽又高雅的婚纱。或者是 Helen Mirren plays a sophisticated lady in the movie， 海伦米兰在这部电影中扮演一位高雅的淑女。Sophisticated 也指复杂的或精细的。例如 ,a sophisticated security system, 复杂精细的保全系统。
Clothing idea.
Well, so, so Gabe, how often do you do laundry?
How often do I do laundry?
Yeah.
Once every 2 weeks. I don't need to do laundry that often.
Okay.
Yeah, do you do laundry more often, Rebecca?
You know, Gabe, I actually don't enjoy doing laundry. Well, it's probably one of my least favorite chores to do around the house.You have to do laundry, and then you have to fold your laundry,and of course you have to iron your laundry. It's so much work.
Well, it can be a lot of work, but I don't mind doing laundry, I guess. But were you interested in this kind of clothing that seems to wash itself?
Yeah, can you believe that, Gabe? There is clothing, clothing of the future, that could wash itself. And yes, I am very interested in that. I mean, imagine...Never having to do laundry again. Imagine always wearing clean clothes. That sounds great.
Rebecca.
Yeah.
Do you not usually wear clean clothes?
Well, obviously I'm always wearing clean clothes,
I know,
but I
have
to wash
Rebecca.
My clothes.
Yes, it does take time and energy to do things like washing your clothes. It would be kind of cool to maybe have some clothes that could wash themselves. Well, that's kind of what we'll be talking about in our lesson or learning about.The clothing of the future. And we see this big word here at the beginning, nanotechnology. Nano implies that something is very small. So there's small particles involved in this technology.
Exactly. Now, I really like the beginning of our lesson where we read, nanotechnology is changing clothing as we know it. But I really like that phrase, as we know it, so let's take some time and talk about it.
Okay, so when you use this phrase, as we know it, that means everyone has a certain understanding about something. We all understand clothing in a certain way, right? Well, with nanotechnology, that might change the way we understand it. Here's another way you could use this phrase. After 9/11, life as we know it changed, right? If you've ever been to an airport after 9/11, you know that there's much more airport security and lots of other things changed around the world. Life as we know it changed.
Absolutely. It seems like whenever there's a big event like that or something, something tragic happens, it always changes life as we know it. Well, here's another example. In the near future, the cell phone as we know it could completely change. I mean, with technology always changing, our cell phone is also bound to change. It's probably going to get either smaller or bigger. Who knows?
That's right. And speaking of cell phones and communication as we know it is always changing with social media, right? Well, friends, think of other ways to use that phrase, life as we know it or life as we knew it. Well, Steve and Ken are waiting in the info cloud to talk about something in this next sentence. The word climate, is that the same thing as weather?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Let's find out.
Many people use climate and weather interchangeably, but there are some differences between these two terms.
The main difference is time. Weather is used to refer to the state of the atmosphere in a region at a specific point in time, whereas climate is measured over a long period.
And how long is a long period? Maybe around 30 years. That's the length of time the U.S. National Weather Service sets for researchers to come up with the climate of a given region.
Weather, in contrast, is short-term, day-to-day, real-time.
If you're talking to someone far away on the telephone, you might ask the person, "Hey, how's the weather over there?" Meaning the atmospheric condition where that person is at that moment.
And you may get the response, "It's nice and sunny out," or "It's pouring."
But if you're thinking about moving to a place far away, you might want to first ask a local resident, "How's the climate over there?"
And the person might reply, "In the winter, you can expect it to be cold and snowy, and in the summer, breezy and mild."
Right. Now, here's a good way to remember the difference between climate and weather. Climate helps you decide what clothes to buy. Weather helps you decide what clothes to wear.
气候跟天气有什么差别？一般人大概说不上来，更何况是问英文 climate 跟 weather 的差别在哪里？的确，很多人会把这两个字混为一谈。其实 weather 天气是指一个地方短时间内的天气现象，例如气温、风向、风速、雨水、空气中的湿度等等。Climate 气候呢，是指一个地方长时期的天气平均值。根据美国的国家气象局的规定 ，climate 的统计资料至少要30年才能够显示出一个地方的气候特征。其实有个好方法来分辨 weather 跟 climate。我们去店里买衣服是根据一个地方的 climate， 而我们每一天要穿什么衣服是根据当天的 weather。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. And of course, we're talking about nano-enhanced clothing. That is using nanotechnology in clothing. So just imagine odorless socks and clothes that respond to the climate.
Exactly. You wouldn't have to change your socks for a while, probably. Well, we see a question here in our lesson. Why nanotechnology? Nanotechnology has been used in clothing since 1998. And recently, more and more companies have started incorporating nano-enhanced particles or properties into their clothing. That means people are using more things that involve nanotechnology in their clothing.
That's right. And of course, we see the question, why? Why are these companies using more nano-enhanced property in their clothing? Well, the answer rests right here in our lesson. The increasing demand for more sophisticated clothing is the driving factor behind using nanotechnology in fabrics. And of course, we see that phrase, driving factor. What does that mean? Well, it just refers to the main thing that has an effect or makes something happen.
Yeah, for example, I think of Studio Classroom. Studio Classroom has been around for several years, mm-hmm. several decades, actually. The driving factor is, of course, providing quality English education for people. And another driving factor is that we want people to know more about God and His love. So there are a couple of driving factors behind this organization.
Excellent examples, Gabe. Now, I often think about dessert. I know that people love to eat desserts, right?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, I do too. Well, the driving factor or the craving for sugar is definitely one of the driving factors for why people eat desserts.
Okay,
what do you say?
Exactly. We all love sweets, right?
Yes.
Now, sometimes you might think about this nanotechnology and clothing. What is the driving factor? Well, there's an increasing demand for more sophisticated clothing. And that's true about life in general. People want more sophisticated things, from smartphones to cars to clothing. Well, we do have more to learn about nanotechnology, so stay tuned.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Gabe, your shoes are off.
Oh, yes, I wanted to show off my odorless socks.
Odorless?
See?
What is that terrible smell?
It's my, huh?
Gabe, it's your socks.
Wait, are you sure?
Your socks smell terrible. Put your shoes back on.
Oh, no, I must have worn the wrong socks. My odorless socks must be at home. Sorry about that, Rebecca.
Oh, that's horrible. No, Gabe, you really need to get some nano-enhanced socks.
Well, I do have some, but they're not here. They're at home. Really sorry about that. Friends, it is interesting learning about clothing that is nano-enhanced, and let's continue, shall we?
Yeah, that really... No. You stay over there.
The clothing of the future is here. What's it all about? Nanotechnology involves adding nanoparticles to fabric. When they add them to material, manufacturers move around the atoms and molecules, which changes the characteristics of the fabric. As a result, clothes using nanotechnology have special features like UV protection, wrinkle resistance, and more. Antibacterial fabrics. Manufacturers are also adding silver nanoparticles to clothing. Why? They kill bacteria that cause clothes to become smelly. In addition, they help the clothes stay soft and last longer. Silica for water and stain resistance. Some companies are adding nanoparticles of silica into the weave of the fabric. Others are spraying the surface of the material with silica nanoparticles. Both techniques create a waterproof coating that prevents stains.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 antibacterial 这个形容词。ANTI 这个字首有反对的意思。Bacterial 是指细菌的或者是细菌引起的，所以 antibacterial 是指抗菌的，例如 antibacterial hand gel 是指抗菌洗手液，或者是 antibacterial soap 是指抗菌药皂。明天的课文也会出现另外一个字，也用到 anti 这个字首，是 antistatic 这个形容词。Static 是指静电，所以 antistatic 是指抗静电的，例如 antistatic hairbrush 是指防静电的发梳。 就我们看 waterproof 这个形容词 P-R-O-O-F 这个字首是指防止或者是抗某一种东西的，所以 waterproof 是指防水的，例如 waterproof camera 是指防水照相机，或者是 waterproof jacket 是指防水夹克。其他用到 proof 的形容词还有 windproof 防风的，例如 a windproof jacket。 proof 通常有完全杜绝的意思，如果是耐或者是经得起的话是用 resistant 这个形容词 resistant。 例如 water resistant cloth 是指泼水布料。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, we see another question. What's it all about? Nanotechnology involves adding nanoparticles to fabric. When they add it to material, manufacturers move around the atoms and molecules, which changes the characteristics of the fabric. And then what happens, Gabe?
Okay, so as a result here, clothes using nanotechnology have special features such as UV protection, wrinkle resistance, and more. Well, hold on a second. Wrinkle resistance, I guess you could also say it's wrinkle-free. Have you ever seen that tag on clothing? It's wrinkle-free. It doesn't wrinkle.
Right, exactly. And so that means when you put something in the dryer, it will come out without wrinkles.
Exactly. Well, friends, wait a minute. Rebecca, do you know what time it is?
It's twin time.
Yes, let's take a closer look at this phrase, as a result.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Closer Look Twin Time. I'm your teacher, Christina.
And I'm your teacher, Serena. Today, we are going to take a closer look at the expression as a result, which means something happened because of something else. Let's take a look at the sentence from our article. As a result, clothes using nanotechnology have special features like UV protection, wrinkle resistance, and more. As many of you know, the article is about nanotechnology. When nanoparticles are added to material, it changes the fabric. And as a result, these clothes have special features. Let's take a look at an example sentence. As a result of eating fruits and vegetables every day, Danielle has good health. Because Danielle eats fruits and vegetables every day, she has good health. The result of eating healthy is having good health. Here's one more example sentence for you. Brian failed his test as a result of not studying. So what was the outcome of Brian not studying? Right, he failed his test. Speaking of not studying, when I was in elementary school, my math class was really boring. And as a result, I would fall asleep. You better hope your elementary school teacher isn't watching right now. I sure hope not. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, ladies. Well, let's go ahead and jump down a couple of lines. We read silica for water and stain resistance. Wait a minute. So that means that with this nanotechnology, clothing will be able to resist stains?
Rebecca,
in the picture. Yeah.
This is really hard to imagine. It's hard to believe you can spray something that has tomato or tomato-based sauces onto a white piece of clothing and it's not going to have a stain.
Well, that's what some people are claiming. I guess only time will tell. Well, right now it's time for an SC challenge.
An SC challenge?
Yes! Hello, friends, and welcome to the SC Challenge. I have some very special friends who are going to be playing with us today. Over here we have...
Daphne.
And over here we have...
Ricky.
Ricky and Daphne. Are you two excited?
Yes, I am.
And what about you, Ricky?
I am too.
They're both excited. And friends, I hope you're excited as well. Well, You know the drill. I'm going to read a couple of sentences, and you have to try to fill in the blanks. And what are the words that you can choose from? Well, we have nanotechnology, waterproof, enhanced, and molecules. So, friends, if you know the correct answer, raise your hand. Well, let's get started. The first sentence is, since it is raining today, I would suggest that you wear a jacket that is blank. Daphne, I saw that hand. Yes.
Waterproof.
Waterproof. Let's see if that works. Since it's raining today, I would suggest that you wear a jacket that is waterproof. Bingo! You get 1 point, Daphne. Okay, question number two could be yours, Ricky.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see. When I studied chemistry, I learned about atoms and blank. If you know the correct answer, raise your hand. One more time. When I studied chemistry, I learned about atoms and blank. Is it nanotechnology, enhanced molecules, or is it,
molecule.
Let's see.
Molecule.
Molecules. Let's see if that works. When I studied chemistry, I learned about atoms and molecules. Well done, Ricky. So right now, it's 1 point to 1 point. It's a tie. Let's see who is going to break this tie with the third question. Blank is a science that involves changing atoms and molecules. Blank is a science that involves changing atoms, and I saw that hand, Daphne.
Nanotechnology.
Nanotechnology is a science that involves changing atoms and molecules. That is correct. So this time, Daphne won. Well done, both of you. Thank you for playing. And friends, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Our technology article this month introduces nanotechnology in clothing. Is it the clothing of the future? Imagine odorless socks. Actually, nanotechnology in clothing has been around since 1998. And recently, the demand for more sophisticated clothing seems to be driving the use of this technology in clothes. Manufacturers are adding nanoparticles to fabric. And when they do so, the manufacturers move the atoms and molecules around, which changes the fabric to have UV protection and be wrinkle resistance, for example. And they also kill bacteria, or silica is in the weave of your fabric. It can be water resistant.
Thank you, Linda. Well, Rebecca, what about clothing that has particles that can block the UV rays?
Hey, we're going to be talking about that tomorrow. So, friends, make sure you come back and join us next time right here on
Studio Classroom.